Hello and welcome to The Property Show. Each week we take a look at the headline stories and welcome experts to decipher the details as well as encouraging you to join in on our conversation. In the first hour of today's show, we'll be looking at the property and real estate headlines, and then in the second hour we'll focus on the macro and microeconomic and financial issues impacting the international and local markets. So if you'd like to join in on our conversation or have any burning property and real estate, legal and financial questions, text in your thoughts and opinions and, of course, your questions 4001. You can also follow me on Twitter, where I'll let you know what's coming up on the program, topics, guests and interviews. So stay connected at Desley Humphrey. But before we get into it, let me introduce my regular co-hosts, well, one half of my regular co-hosts. Firstly, we have Ludmila Yamalova, Managing Partner of HPL Yamalova and Plefka Legal Consultants. Ludmila, good to see you.
Good to see you as well, Desley. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, it's been, nearly 2 weeks since we caught up.
It has been. I know you've been very cultural over the last week.
Yes.
Art Dubai.
Dedicated last week to Art Dubai, and what a wonderful week it was.
And now we're back to the boring topics such as legal and real estate.
They're interesting topics, Ludmila. They're fabulously interesting, and they impact and affect everybody. And the financial side of things, Mike Small will be joining us eventually. He has a little late start this morning, so we will be catching up with him a little later in the program. So why don't we throw out some questions, Ludmila, to our listeners. Shoreline updates. Do you live in any of the buildings on the shoreline? Have you got any updates for us? 4001 is the number. Especially the people in the buildings, the 8 buildings that have had the owners associations
registered. With RERA. And basically, exactly what does that mean? You know, have you seen any changes since your associations have been registered, and what do you understand that registration to mean?
Yeah. So send in any questions if you are or comments, and let us know any updates. Also, fees, service fees, rates. Have the management companies been looking to investigate lowering those rates, or how they could possibly do that?
And have you been provided a breakdown of how the fees are being
structured
and how they're covering different utility services?
Also, in the last week or so, we had some auctions. There have been 2 Dubai Land auctions. And did you attend? Were you there? I believe there were 2 days of auctions with 5 properties on the first day up for grabs, but only 3 being sold. And then on the second day, 4 properties for sale with 3 going through, falling under the hammer. So did you attend any of those auctions? If you did, how did it go? How was it run? How did it work? Or did you buy one of the properties up for sale by the Dubai Land Department? So why don't we, Ludmila, just kick off with the service fee issues? I believe that there is, the shoreline maintenance fee rouse continues.
Indeed. Well, the service fees, I think, sort of can be divided maybe into 2 major subtopics. One related to the rate of the service fees, and the breakdown of those fees. And then the other one related to the registration of associations, in particular the shoreline associations, and the impact of that registration on the shoreline service fees, obviously. So I think maybe the more interesting story is would be the related to the registration of associations. And once again, we've covered this story many times before, but there was another update earlier, actually this morning, from the National about the latest on the remaining 5 homeowners associations in the shoreline development that are now being asked to basically, or in the process of being registered with RERA.
So why don't we just take it back a step and just let everybody know. So there have been homeowners associations that have all wanted to take over the running of the service fees and this maintenance within their buildings, take over it from developers, and they've been granted interim homeowners association status. So what's the update from that?
Right. In short, that's accurate. Just sort of by way of, a reminder, is that under the strata law, the Dubai strata law, I mean, these homeowner associations should have been formed at the same time that the first unit was sold. So we're already grossly delayed in terms of registering these associations. That's one. 2 is actually the interim homeowner associations have been registered and have been being or have been registered over the last several, maybe year and a half by now. So what we've been waiting for ultimately is for these interim associations, or not just for associations to become interim associations, but rather for all associations, including interim associations, to become permanent associations. Mm-hmm. And again, by way of background, what that means is for these associations to actually become become licensed by whatever the relevant authority might be. In this case, it would really have to be the Department of Economic Development, or DED, and possibly or possibly one of the free zones where and that particular development is located. And it's only because only those authorities have the right to license basically business entities to the point where they can become legal entities. Because just registering associations with the Land Department right now does not give it a legal status. Because what these associations are aiming to have is a legal, independent legal status that allows them to function basically as a company. And among other things, it would allow them to open their own bank accounts and not have to depend on either developers or some other third party, such as management companies, to have bank accounts for them. So having that legal status would allow associations to have their own bank accounts. It would also give them the right to enter into contracts and retender their bids for various service providers. So basically, it would allow them to enter into contracts and also sue and be sued. So, for example, all this disputes related to defaulting owners could be brought by the association in court. Similarly, any sort of dispute related to utilities or high fees, district cooling fees or management fees or what have you, or any sort of disputes with the contractors, the association could then bring on its own behalf independently against those third parties. Mm-hmm. But until those associations are formed formally, i.e. have their own license number, they're not really able to act any differently than what they are now.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's some updates on those maintenance fees issues and homeowners associations, which we will get to in just 1 minute. So stick around. We'll have more details. You're listening to The Property Show.